Let us march into Mirkwood.
Far over the misty mountains cold, to dungeons deep and caverns old, we must away at break of day to seek the pale enchanted soul.
The elf path through the forest was narrow, wound in and out of the massive tree trunks, black and gnarled with age and heavy with ivy and lichen. Twisted branches and blackened leaves met above their heads so that the adventurers felt as though they were walking down a long, gloomy tunnel, while all the trees leaned over them and listened. All was dark, green, and menacing. The nights were the worst. It then became pitch dark, so dark that they really could see nothing.
Yes, I tried flapping my hand in front of my nose, but I couldn't see it at all.
They slept huddled close together and took it in turns to keep watch. In the inky blackness, eyes would appear. Gleams of yellow and red and green fire, and horrible, pale, bulbous eyes.
Insect eyes, they were huge insect eyes.
Eventually, they reached the enchanted river. Crossing it presented no problem, for to their surprise, they found a boat moored to the bank. But even so, misfortune struck. Bombor,
the heaviest and the fattest of the dwarves,
managed to fall into the water. And as Bjorn had warned, he drifted at once into a deep sleep from which nothing would waken him. So for days and days, Bombur had to be carried.
Yes, and what a weight he was, to be sure.
Finally, the moment arrived when the last morsel of food had been eaten and the last drop of fresh water had been drunk.
And the night was setting in.
The outlook could scarcely have been bleaker. The only scrap of comfort came unexpectedly from Bombur. He woke up.
Oh, what a lovely sleep.
What a
simply gorgeous sleep.
Bombo!
What to eat?
You're awake!
Are you all right?
Certainly I'm all right, Barlin. But I'm jolly hungry, though. Oh, I can't ever remember being so hungry.
Nor can any of us, Bombo. There is no food left.
No food?
No, not a crumb. We've been carrying you for days, and all the food is gone.
For days? No wonder I'm so hungry.
You're hungry.
Oh, I was having such beautiful dreams. I dreamt that I was in a forest, and there were lamps springing from the trees and fires burning on the ground. A woodland king was there with all his people, and there was a great feast going on, going on forever.
What will you do?
What is it, Barlin?
Look through the trees. There.
A light.
And there. Another.
Yes, yes.
Another.
Yes.
Twinkling red lights, just like in my dream.
Look, come here, Bobo. Bobo, come back here. A beast would be no good if we ever get back to it alive, would it?
Without a beast, we shan't remain alive much longer anyway.
Let's go.
In my dreams, there were pies and ale, jellies and breads and jam and cakes and stripes and tarts and cream.
Oh, very well, Bombo. Let us go.
Yes, go.
Everyone,
go very carefully and quietly and keep close together. Sorry.
I was right. It is a feast.
Wood elves. Not quite the same as high elves. More dangerous and less wise. Oh. Good people. Bilbo, you and I will go first. We will announce ourselves to the king and ask for food. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let us show ourselves.
I am Thorin, son of Thrain, son of Thor, first king.
It's gone dark. They vanished.
Wait! We are friendly. We mean no evil.
Where are you?
Come by, help, wood elves.
No, dwarves. Dwarves, come back here.
Wait, dwarves. Wait. I'm only a little hobbit. I can't walk as fast. I shall get lost.
I'm over here.
me! The wood elves have gone.
Look, please be quiet, all of you. Now, does anyone know the way back to the park?
Hurry!
Yes, what is it?
The lights again, over there.
Well,
we'll catch them this time. Come on,
Bumble. Come back, you foolish dwarves! Come back!
Come back here!
There. Just like my dream. There's the thief.
Oh, what a scrumptious friend. I will ask them for some. Excuse me, please. May we have some food?
They've gone again. They've gone.
Oh, no. Marlin, where are you?
Here, Torrine, over here.
Where?
Here, Bumble is with me.
Oh, Torrine, it was such a lovely feast.
Yes, I know. Poor Bumble. Poor all of us. Dwarves!
Dwarves! Come to your king! Oin! Finny!
Yes, Torrine!
Oin!
Yes.
The wood elves have gone. There is no feast.
Why don't they help us?
Are they frightened?
Call again, Torrine. Call
it's
again.
It's no use. It's no use. Now we are really lost. The wood elves have tricked us into leaving the park.
But you said they were not evil.
Perhaps they are not. But they are not to know what we are.
Torrine. The burglar is missing.
What?
The rest of us are all here, but no Mr. Baggins.
The burglar lost. This is grim news. Grim news indeed. We must find him.
Oh, yes.
For Bilbo, this was one of his most miserable moments. He had blundered around in the darkness, calling for the dwarves by name, one after the other, time after time, until quite exhausted. He was alone in Mirkwood. He made up his mind that it was no good trying to do anything until daylight.
And with no hope of breakfast to revive me.
He sat himself down with his back to a tree, and not for the first time fell to thinking of his hobbit hole with its beautiful pantries. He was deep in thoughts about eggs and bacon and toast and butter when he felt something like a strong, sticky string touch his hand.
What's that?
It's a huge spider thread. Oh! There it is, right up on the tree above me. It wants to get me in its web and eat me. Horrible thing. It's huge. Well, my old blade was meant for goblins. Let's hope it works against spiders. Ah, it's going to jump on me. You hideous thing. You see how you like that? It's dead. It's dead. I've killed it. All alone I've killed it. No Gandalf or dwarves to help me. I've killed it. Well, my trusty sword. You saved my life. I'll give you a name. I shall have to call you, yes. Sting. Sting, that's what I'll call you. Sting, that's a good name for a sword. Oh, dear, dear. Now, I must explore. Which way? Oh, which way? Yes, well, I'll just have to guess and trust to luck. Oh, why didn't we remember Bjorn's advice and Gandalf's? What a mess we're in now. We? I only wish it was we. Oh, it's horrible being all alone. Oh, more spiders. Bundles they've got there hanging from that branch. They look like cocoons. There's only a lot of them. 13! 13! They've captured the dwarves. They must have surprised them and knocked them out with those poisonous stings. can I do? I'll put the ring on my finger. If it made me invisible to goblins, it should make me invisible to spiders. No time to wait. Oh, well, I was always good at throwing stones. Let's see what those horrors make of this. Good shot, Mr. Maggins. Knocked it clean off its perch. He's dead, too. I didn't wonder. Stop moving. Spider spinning in a tree. Oh, that spider can't see me. Abacus, thank you, stop. Stop roasting and look for me. Abacus. Oh, stop. Oh, big body. Now, I must try and get the dwarves and cut them free before the spiders give up the chase.
It's me, Bilbo.
Oh, I mustn't forget to take the ring off. I'll get you all three. Don't you worry. Now, which one's this? Oh, I should know this nose. Oh. Barlin. Should have known. You all right? You look a bit blue.
Yes, I am all right. Thank you, Mr. Baggins.
Look, have you got your knife?
Knife?
Yes, your knife. Yes. Good. Well, look, cut some of the others loose. It won't take the spiders long to realize they're chasing a will-o'-the-wisp and they'll be rushing back here. There you are, Bomber. You're the last.
Oh, of course. You had to leave me to last. Oh, these horrible friends.
They'll be back in a moment. Now, look, all of you. You get stones, sticks, your swords and knives, anything you can lay your hands on. It's going to be a stiff fight. There are hundreds of them. But with a bit of luck, there should be a match for them. Now, I'm going to disappear.
What? Disappear?
With this, my magic ring.
With a magic ring?
Oh, yes. I was going to keep it a secret, but I found it in the Goblin's cave. When I put it on, it makes me invisible. That's how I managed to rescue you.
Well, what's your plan?
Well, I'll disappear. I'll disappear. I'll try to draw the spiders off in this direction, you see. And you run that way, and then I'll try and meet up with you later.
No, right? I can't let you.
No, Spider. Here they come. Go on, quick. I'll do this thing. Go on, up you go, quick.
Run, my dwarf!
Take it out!
Spiders have turned back. They have given up.
Oh, sure, Barlin.
Yes, you can see them going back.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, now we can rest.
Bilbo!
You've outrun them, then.
Yes, we've escaped, thanks to you.
Well done, Mr. Baggins.
A cheer for our burglar.
What a battle. We must have killed hundreds between us.
This is a battle for the legend.
Ahead of us. No, don't look.
What is it?
I think it's wood elves. Armed.
Armed? But we are too weak to fight any.
Oh, I don't think they'll harm us, Barlin. They are elves, after all. Look, but I'll put my ring on, just in case. And get out of the way of it.
Good idea.
What is it you want, wood elves?
Our king wishes to talk with you.
You will come with us. Lay down your arms.
I say we fight them.
No, perhaps they'll be kind and give us food. No,
very well, then, very well.
We mean no harm, elves.
Come, dwarves. Now let us go with the elves. At least they may guide us out of this accursed forest.
Follow us, then.
They need no ropes here. There is no escape from my magic door for those who are once brought inside.
What have we done, O King? Is it a crime to be lost in the forest, to be hungry and thirsty, to be attacked by spiders?
Huh?
Are spiders your pets, that killing them makes you so angry?
It is a crime to wander in my realm without leave. Do you forget that you were in my kingdom using the path that my people made? Did you not twice attack my people?
We never did.
You attacked my people at their merrymaking in the forest and roused the spiders with your riot and clamor. Now, I have a right to know what brings you here. Well, as you wish, I shall keep you all in prison until you have learned sense and manners. Take them to the cell.
Take them away.
And what of Mr. Baggins? True, he had managed to slip inside the Elf King's palace. But once inside, what was he to do? For days on end, he wandered about trying to discover a way of rescuing the dwarves.
Ah, but I did manage to discover where the dwarves' cells were.
Yes, and in the deepest and gloomiest dungeon of all, he found Taurin.
Taurin? Taurin! Taurin, are you in there?
Bilbo! Bilbo! Thank goodness, you found me. Where are the others?
But they're in cells just above yours. I managed to keep out of sight with the ring.
Well done, Bilbo. Gandalf was right. You certainly have proved your worth.
Oh, thank you, Taurin. Thank you very much.
Has the Elven King discovered the reason for our quest?
No, I don't think so. I haven't heard any mention of Smaug or our treasure.
You mean my treasure? Hmm? The dwarves' treasure. Hmm. I don't trust these wood elves one little bit. If they think they can get a share of our gold, they... Well, when do we escape?
What?
What's your plan?
When do we... What's my... My dear Taurin, I may have a magic ring, but I'm not a wizard like Gandalf.
No, of course, Mr. Maggins. But I know I can rely on you to free us.
Well, I'll do what I can. But I'm making no promises, you know. First of all, I have to do some more exploring. And then I'll come back and report.
Good luck, Mr. Baggins. For all our sakes.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, what's this place? Oh, those barrels. Goodness. I wonder what they're for, those places.
Someone's coming. You drag me all the way down here.
Oh, it's good, all right. The finest barrel of wine we've had yet.
I shall be hard at work tonight, clearing the cellars of the empty barrels. So I want you to join me in a drink to help the labor.
The finest barrel, eh? Well, it wouldn't do to send up poor stuff for the feast. But perhaps it's my duty to taste it.
Mind the trap door. It's rotten, and I shouldn't like to see the chief of the guard falling through into the stream.
You must get it mended, then.
Yes. All in good time. Now, here. Taste this.
Ah, well then, this is the wine cellar. And they tip the empty barrels through the trap door into the stream below. And where does the stream lead to?
Excellent, Galleon. Truly excellent. The Elf King's feast will be all the merrier for this Lake Town brew. Those lakemen are surely the masters of wine making.
They are.
a precious little
Lake Town. Well, if the barrels come from there, maybe the stream carries them back. It's a chance. We can't see any other, anyway. I wonder what Torrin will think of it.
It's a desperate plan, Bilbo, but then so are circumstances. But how will you get the keys to the cellars?
Tonight, the Elven King is giving a feast. All elves are very fond of wine, and I imagine they'll all sleep pretty soundly when the banquet's over. Yeah. I hope to get them then.
Huh? I know we can rely on our burglar. Good luck, Bilbo. Oh,
thank you. Due to be dropped through a trapdoor into a stream which flows under these abyss. You will be in the barrel.
Oh, that's all very well, but... Well, what then?
What then? Well, I don't know. I can only hope that the current will float the barrels to somewhere. Somewhere. I mean, where the lakemen who make the wine will pick them up.
But we might be drowned.
Or bruised and battered to pieces. I'm not going into any barrels.
It's impossible. Oh, right. We cannot do
it. Very well. You go back into your nice cells, and I'll lock you in again, and you can sit there comfortably and think of a better plan.
There is no other way. And our quest must be fulfilled.
We will follow you, Tony. We will follow the king.
All right, then. Come on. You must get busy. Follow me, and be very, very quiet. Quiet! Bumble.
Yes.
You watch for the guards.
Yes.
And the rest of you to the barrels. Over there.
That's just you and me, Bilbo. Someone's coming.
Quick, go on, when you get here. It's just time.
Yes, Bilbo, but what about you?
I'll be all right. Get in. I'll put the ring on him.
He ought to be here to show us what's to be done.
Oh, let's start without it. I've no wish to wait down here while the feast is still on.
All right. And these must be the barrels.
Yes.
And Galleon's own head be it. The king's best wine is pushed into the river.
And let's open the trap door. Oh, looks cold, doesn't it? Glad I'm not a barrel tonight.
Give us a hand, eh? Yes.
Well, what shall I do? I have to creep to the edge of the trapdoor. Oh, it's one of the barrels and it drops down.
Oh, dear. I wish I was a better swimmer.
But I can't be left behind.
All right. Let's be glad of another cup of wine.
It won't be long. One more barrel to go.
Now.
Did you hear something?
No, what?
I thought I heard footsteps running across the floor.
Footsteps? A rat, very likely. Oh, you've had too much wine. Come on. Last one. Over she goes.
Oh, no, I'm just a